天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小华。工厂章大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，生活中的我们常常对事物有许多的疑问，进而渐渐的会对全能者失去了信心。其实呢，问题的关键不在于我们是否能从疑惑中走出来，而是在于我们如何能够化解这样的疑惑，从而更深的爱主。亲爱的听众朋友们，今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来讨论几种疑惑以及如何去面对。好，那我们就把接下来时间交给麦克牧师与安详吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
We thank you very much for tuning into this broadcast，
感谢你再次收听这个节目。
And it is our prayer that God is using the series of messages to bless you and your family.
盼望这个系列信息能够给你和全家带来祝福。
You know, people the world over often ask me this question.
有很多人常常问我，
Are we living at the end times?
我们是不是正处在末世呢？
These questions are arising from many faithful believers.
这个问题往往是基督徒问的。
Because they are alarmed at what is happening in our lifetime.
因为在今生中所发生的事使他们有所警觉。
These questions are stemming from a deeply felt alarm at the lack of faith.
因为他们深深感受到现今是一个缺乏信心的时代，于是发出这些个问题。
Lack of faith even among those who claim to be believers.
就连那些声称自己是信徒的，同样缺乏了信心。
Some Christians who were once committed Bible believers are now doubting the authority of the Scripture.
有一些基督徒曾经对圣经笃信不疑，如今却怀疑圣经的权威。
And this is why some are wondering if we are not living in the last days.
所以有些人怀疑，我们可能不是处在末世。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because of the words of Jesus in Luke 18:8.
因为耶稣在路加福音十八章八节说，
Will the Son of Man find faith when he comes back?
然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
The questions people are asking regarding the end times are based on the words of Jesus in Matthew 24:12.
人们对末世有这些疑问，因为耶稣曾经在马太福音24:12那里说，
That in the last days the love of many will grow cold.
在末世，许多人的爱心会渐渐冷淡。
Whether we are living in the last days or not, it makes no difference.
其实我们是否正处在末世，并不是关键所在。
For we should be ready to meet the Lord at any moment.
重要的是我们应该随时预备迎接主。
The question is this.
我们要问的问题是，
What do you do with doubt and doubters?
你如何面对这些疑惑和怀疑者呢？
Here's something, my listening friend, you must accept and never be afraid to face.
亲爱的朋友，有些事实是你必须要接受并勇敢去面对的。
Doubt comes to all of us.
我们每个人都会怀疑。
Doubt is part of living in this sinful world.
活在这个罪恶的世界里，总会有怀疑的时候。
Doubt is a reminder that we have a fallen nature.
怀疑本身就提醒我们，每个人都是罪人。
Doubt is an indication that Satan is at work.
疑惑表明撒旦正在工作。
Doubt is an indication that we need grace.
疑惑表示我们需要恩典。
So the question is not whether you go through doubt or not.
因此关键不在于我们是否从疑惑中走出来。
The question is, how can you turn your times of doubt into times of loving Jesus more?
问题的关键乃是应该如何化疑惑为更深的爱主。
There is a difference between experiencing times of doubt and staying in doubt.
走过疑惑与沉溺在疑惑里是两回事。
The reason people's love for the Lord grows cold,
爱主之心之所以会渐渐冷淡,
is that when they go through a period of doubt, they stay in doubt.
那就是因为当我们起了疑惑之后,就被疑惑给缠住了。
There are some people who would say that they should never have any doubts at all.
有些人会说,我永远都不会疑惑的。
But listen to me very carefully, my listening friend.
但我亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
God is not going to fall off his throne because you are experiencing occasional doubt.
你对神一时的怀疑，神不会因此失去他的权威和尊荣。
What is disappointing to the Lord is for you to stay in doubt.
但如果你一直不停地怀疑，就会令他伤心失望。
Please understand that doubt comes to all of us.
要明白，我们每个人都会有疑惑的时候。
And doubt comes in many shapes and forms.
但疑惑有各种不同的表现。
And doubt comes for many reasons.
也有很多不同的因素造成疑惑。
Let me give you some of the causes of doubt.
我给你举几个例子。
First,
第一，
Some people have doubts because they do not have accurate information.
很多人因为缺乏准确的知识而产生疑惑。
They either do not have the facts right or they have the wrong facts.
他们根本就不知道事实的真相是什么。
Secondly,
第二,
there are those who go through doubt out of confusion.
有些人在混乱中陷入疑惑。
Confusion comes from listening to voices other than the voice of God.
以世界的声音代替神的声音，就会陷入混乱中。
False teachers abound in our world.
要知道，假师傅在这个世界上到处都有。
False interpretation of Scripture abounds in our times.
在今天，随意解释神话语的人遍地都是。
And we need to be extremely careful to whom we listen.
因此要格外小心，我们应该听谁的。
Thirdly,
第三,
there are those who go through doubt when they are going through emotional stress.
很多人在感情遇到挫折的时候产生疑惑。
Elijah was a man who had power with God.
以利亚身上满有神的能力。
He prayed for rain and the rain came.
他向神求雨，雨就降在地上。
He prayed for the rain to stop, and the rain stopped.
他求神不要降下雨来，雨水便停住了。
He called fire from heaven, and fire came down, licking up everything in sight, including water.
他求神从天降下火来，火便降下烧尽一切，连水都给烧干了。
That's power with God.
这就是从神而来的能力。
But then he ran 200 miles in fear and hunger.
可是之后他在恐惧和饥饿中跑了200里路。
And he became so despairing of life that God had to feed him before he could help him.
他对生命绝了指望，于是神先喂饱他的肚子，才能进一步的帮助他。
Because emotional exhaustion can cause doubt.
因为情感上的疲累会导致疑惑。
Fourthly,
第四,
there are those who go through doubt as a result of a sense of personal inadequacy.
对自己感到力不从心，也是引起疑惑的一个原因。
They begin to focus on their own weaknesses instead of God's provision and power.
他们只看见自己的弱点，而不仰望神的供应和能力。
And they begin to doubt God.
于是他们开始怀疑神。
John the Baptist knew Jesus as the Messiah.
施洗约翰明知道耶稣就是弥赛亚。
John the Baptist grew up with Jesus.
约翰和耶稣一同长大。
John the Baptist testified that Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
施洗约翰曾做见证说，耶稣就是除去世人罪孽的神的羔羊。
John the Baptist testified that Jesus is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire.
施洗约翰曾为耶稣做见证说，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
And yet, when John the Baptist got thrown into prison,
可是当施洗约翰被下在监里的时候，
he felt a sense of hopelessness.
他失去了盼望。
So he sent people to ask Jesus if he is the one or not.
所以他差人去问耶稣说，他是不是将要来的那一位。
Doubt can come when you focus on your own inadequacies.
当你感到无奈和无助的时候，你就很容易陷入疑惑当中。
Fifthly,
第五，
There are doubters in the world today because of their wounded hearts.
心灵受过创伤的人很容易变得对一切都不信任。
Their doubt comes from a sense of anger at God for not answering their prayers.
他们怀疑，因为他们觉得神不听他们的祷告，于是就生神的气。
But how you deal with doubt is what really matters.
然而最重要的问题应该是如何去面对疑惑。
Whether you see your doubt as a dead-end street or a detour will make all the difference in the world.
你看疑惑是个死胡同，还是另一条出路，其结果是完全不同的。
Whether you see your doubt as an opportunity to stay in sin or an opportunity to grow in your love for Jesus Christ will make all the difference in the world.
你把疑惑当成犯罪的机会，还是借着疑惑学习更加爱主，其后果也是截然相反的。
Abraham, Gideon, Elijah, John the Baptist, the Apostle Thomas, all doubted at times.
亚伯拉罕、基甸、以利亚、施洗约翰和使徒多马，他们都曾经怀疑过。
But instead of remaining in their doubt,
但是他们不是停留在疑团中原地踏步。
They allowed their doubt to draw them closer to the Lord.
而是随着他们的疑惑牵引他们来到主耶稣面前。
Instead of giving up,
他们没有放弃。
They allowed doubt to make them keep on seeking.
而是让疑惑催逼他们不断地追寻。
Doubt is frightening, and with good reason.
疑惑的确很可怕，那原因是
James tells us that the habitual doubter is double-minded and unstable in all his ways.
雅各告诉我们说，心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Yet honest periods of doubt can be opportunities for the Lord to draw you closer to him.
可是发自内心诚实的疑问也许会成为我们亲近神的好机会。
But if doubting is left unchecked and unconfessed, it can be very harmful.
然而如果我们不好好地反省内心疑惑的原因，那是非常危险的。
If you do not seek God with all your heart during the times of doubt,
疑惑来临时，如果我们不全心寻求神，
Satan will use doubt to freeze your heart.
撒旦就会利用疑惑使我们的心变得僵硬。
Here is the one thing that a lot of people stumble over.
有很多人在一种情况之下跌倒了，那就是
Because we can only see a tiny glimpse of what God sees.
神无所不知，我们只能看见眼前的一瞬。
We often come to wrong conclusions about God.
因此我们对神的定论往往是错误的。
And because God loves us unconditionally,
并且因为神毫无条件地爱我们，
we find that to be very difficult to accept.
我们就认为这简直是不可能的。
So we fall and stumble.
结果我们就跌倒了。
Here is a paradox, my listening friend, that I don't want you to forget.
亲爱的朋友，有个论点不大容易明白，但我请你牢牢地记住，那就是
The more we love Jesus, the more we become conscious of our own sin and failure.
我们越爱耶稣，就越容易看见自己的罪和失败。
And the more conscious of our sin and failure that we become, the more deeply we appreciate the love of Jesus.
我们对自己的罪和失败越敏感，就会使我们更加珍惜主耶稣的爱。
And the more deeply we appreciate the love of Jesus, the more we love him more.
我们越珍惜主的爱，就越发愿意爱主更深。
Some people think that they are acceptable to God because of certain rituals.
有些人认为，只要他们遵守宗教教规，就可以讨神的喜欢。
Or because of the number of times they pray.
或者祷告次数越多，就越蒙神的喜悦。
But in reality, you can only be acceptable to God because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
而实际上，唯有靠着主耶稣基督的十字架，我们才能够来到神的面前。
In Romans chapter 5, Paul said,
在罗马书五章里，保罗说，
No one would die for a good person, let alone die for an enemy.
没有人愿意为好人死，更没有人愿意为他的敌人死。
Yet Jesus Christ died for us when we were his enemies.
唯有耶稣基督在我们还做他的敌人的时候为我们死。
The more clearly you see the radiance of Jesus, the more aware you will be of what your sin must have caused him.
你对主耶稣的荣光认识的越清晰，你就越明白，原来是你的罪使他付出如此大的代价。
But here is what I don't want you to miss, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，在这里请你特别留心这一点。
The more you become aware of sin,
你越是对罪有所警觉，
the more you know that you are growing closer to Jesus.
你就越发知道自己是与主更加亲密了。
The closer you draw to Jesus, the more his radiance exposes our sin.
你与主越亲近，他荣耀的光辉就越会照出你内心的罪。
You say, how can God love me with all my faults?
也许你说，我有那么多的过犯，神怎么还会爱我呢？
Oh, my listening friend, but that's what grace is all about.
哦，我亲爱的朋友，这就是恩典。
It is undeserved.
恩典不是我们配得的。
Because God loves you in spite of your sin.
因为尽管你有罪，神依然爱你。
The moments of doubt that arise from your sin and failure should make you love him more.
当你因犯罪和失败而产生疑惑，他应该促使你更加爱主。
Because God does for you and me what no one else can do.
因为神为你我所做的是没有人能做到的。
God sees in you what no one else can see.
除神以外，没有人能知道你的内心。
And the Lord is able to see beyond your doubt.
而主耶稣所知道的，远远超越了你的疑惑。
He knows that he alone can break the power of sin.
神知道，只有他才能粉碎罪的权势。
He knows that he alone can restore us to his image.
神明白，只有他才能重建我们的生命，恢复神的形象。
So doubt may cause God's face to be hidden from us.
虽然疑惑让我们看不见神。
Doubt may cause us to feel the pain of distrust in God.
疑惑使我们感受到 不信任神所带来的痛苦。
Yet God sees beyond our pain into the strengthening of our love for Him.
然而神能够超越我们的疑惑，强化我们爱主的心。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as I conclude.
我亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，请仔细听我说。
When we submit our doubts to God,
当我们把疑惑带到神面前，
He can use them to reveal Himself to us in an incredible new way.
他就会奇妙地使用这些疑惑来彰显他自己。
And that is why the Bible tells us,
正如圣经告诉我们的，
that our salvation is anchored in God's love and grace.
神给我们的救恩非常稳固地立定在神的爱和恩典中，
and not on our feeble efforts.
而不是靠我们自己微薄的努力。
That is why the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
that our adoption by God is permanent.
神对我们的接纳是永恒的。
It is not dependent on how we feel at a given moment.
不是靠我们一时的感动，
but it is dependent on God's promise and faithfulness.
而是靠着神的应许和信实。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是多么奇妙啊！
Will you ask him today to take your doubt and turn it into triumph?
你今天愿意求主把你的疑惑变成信心的凯歌吗？
I know he will.
我知道神做得到。
Because he promised so.
因为神的应许正是如此。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
求你心里向我显明。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。的确，我们应当来到神的面前，将疑惑变作成长学习的机会，从而更加的爱主。因为唯有主才能够明白和了解，也唯有他才能够真正的医治我们心里的伤痛。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。